From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Three Democratic presidential candidates are headlining a National Council of La Raza convention that opens this weekend in Kansas City, nearly a decade after the National Hispanic Advocacy Group pulled another event from the city in protest. 10,000 or more people are expected as the four-day event starts Saturday. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are speaking on Monday. Other sessions will focus on education, policing, income inequality, and health. In 2009, the council moved its convention from Kansas City to Chicago after former Mayor Mark Funkhauser appointed to the Parks Board a member of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, which advocates Mexican border patrols. The controversial pick resigned 3 months after the convention was pulled. In St. Louis, prosecutors have dropped charges against a person arrested last November during a City Hall protest linked to the Ferguson police shooting death of Michael Brown. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a lawyer for Chelsea Carswell of Austin, Texas, says prosecutors threw out misdemeanor charges of assault of a law enforcement officer and interfering with an arrest. In exchange, Carswell will do 20 hours of community service under a diversion program. Charges against two other protesters were also dropped last month. Members of the Board of Trustees for the Missouri State Employees Retirement System on Friday announced they selected John Watson as the new executive director for the state's public pension system. Watson served as chief of staff for Jay Nixon for more than 15 years during Nixon's time as governor and previously when he was attorney general. Watson will begin transitioning into the new position in September. A Missouri bill meant to block cities from raising the minimum wage or banning use of plastic bags has been vetoed. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the bill Friday, saying it infringed on local control. The bill would have stopped cities from enacting a higher minimum wage than the state minimum. It also would have prevented local ordinances to ban the use of plastic grocery bags. Kansas City and St. Louis officials are considering raising the minimum wage, and Columbia had discussed banning store use of plastic bags, but later dropped the proposal. Supporters of the bill had said a patchwork of local ordinances would hurt businesses. Lawmakers could attempt to override Nixon's veto with more than a two-thirds majority during a special September session. Also vetoed today was a proposed tax break for large laundry and dry cleaning businesses. Governor Nixon criticized the projected $4 million loss of state and local revenues that would have occurred under the bill. The legislation would have waived sales taxes on equipment, soap, chemicals, electricity, and other items used to clean clothes, but only for businesses that handle at least 500 pounds of clothes per hour and 60,000 pounds per week. The Democratic governor said the bill passed by the Republican-led legislature was an unfair expansion of existing sales tax breaks for manufacturers. He noted that smaller laundries wouldn't have benefited, and he said cleaning clothes is not the same thing as manufacturing a product. This is the second straight year the tax break has been vetoed. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.